You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond's Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us and the official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. I am Tall Feathers, your host. The show is Intertribal, and it comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. And it's a passion. It's a love. And it's happening. What can I tell you? I'm just beginning to meet more and more and more people. All the 3 years of face-to-face introduction and meeting people and then, you know, reconnecting with them, it's all working for everybody, for you, for me, for the station. It's all good. So I hope you are enjoying your morning. Hope you are enjoying this time of year. Can you believe we only have a couple of weeks left to the end of 2008 and the start of 2009? Wow. I really haven't even begun to think about that. But since I do have lots more music planned and I don't want to exit any songs out, I'm going to try and squeeze them all in before the British breakfast at 9. Let's get the music started. It's 2 minutes after the 7 a.m. hour, so we got to get moving. Again, you're listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR, or you are streaming in www.wrir.org.
Hey!
97.3 FM.
Thank you.
7:20 a.m. this fine Saturday morning. I was going to say 7:19, but the clock just changed. So, all right, trying to stay up with the time. Ha, 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 ha. Did you like that one? Oh, yeah, I know. Pass the milk. That was corny, right? All right, well, hey, what can I say? It's still early in the morning for many of us. All right, that was Nukerik with the Owl Song. Just before that, Grandma's Navajo Christmas by the Todi Nesh Z Singers. Just before that, Coyote Calling by Carlos Nakai, off his Talisman CD, which has recently been released. The Touch of Flying Sparks. And this is a compilation of such wonderful artists like Will Clipman, Arvel Bird, Mary Redhouse, and William Eaton. And getting that set started was the Black Lodge Singers Intertribal. So I got a coming up next will be a Carlos Nakai and William Eaton song, holiday song. It's off the Winter Dreams CD, Lo, How a Rose Air Bloomin'. So we will continue on in just a minute, but first, I have some business. Gallery 5 is a nonprofit. Community-oriented, socially aware gallery and performance space located in historic Jackson Ward's Streamer Company No. 5 building at 200 West Marshall Street. Gallery 5 is the recipient of the 2008 Teresa Pollock Award for Excellence in the Arts and was named Best Gallery in Richmond by Richmond Magazine Readers in 2007. The gallery is open during First Friday's Art Walk and throughout the month. For more information on the schedule of exhibitions and performances, call 804-644-0005 or visit Gallery 5 on the web at www.gallery5arts.org. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get an underwriting out of the way. I actually have two that I have to read before the end of my show here. This program is underwritten by the 43rd Street Gallery. The 43rd Street Gallery and Pottery Studio features contemporary crafts for the home and garden. From the subtle to the whimsical, decorative to functional, you will find a wide array of handmade jewelry, pottery, wood, and glass representing over 50 artisans. The gallery offers a selection of gifts for any occasion. More information can be found by calling 233-1758 or visiting www.43rdstgallery.com. All right, well, if you need any more information, you can call 804-649-9737, and I can give you that information again. So, all right, music. Definitely in need of music. Here we go. We're going to start with Lo, How a Rose Erblumen. Enjoy. Oops, you caught me. I didn't load anything after that. Give me just 1 second, folks, because I know what I'm going to play. Hold on. Actually, it's one of our volunteers' fault. He walked into the studio, and I got so distracted. So... again, you are listening to Intertribal, the silent part of Intertribal, right here on WRIR. So let's get some music going, shall we? Enjoy.
Christmas time comes once a year. Christmas time is near. Spread the joy, happiness, good tidings and cheer to last throughout the year. Santa Claus is on the roof. I can hear the reindeer hoofs. Go to sleep, dream of angels, peace on earth for gingerbread girls and little drummer boys. We've been good all year long, man. Our band's called the Church Mouse Choir's Band. Songs we sing were silent night, the first Noel, star of Bethlehem, and jingle bells. Here comes Santa Claus, oh, 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 here comes Santa Claus, oh, 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 here comes Santa Claus, oh, 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 here comes Santa Claus, oh, 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 here comes Santa Claus.
What's the difference between Cajun, Zydeco, Creole, and Swamp Pop? Hear the answers for yourself on Louisiana Dance Hall every Monday night from 9 to 11. I'm Kalia, your host, and I'll bring you homegrown dance music from the prairies and bayous. Meet me at Louisiana Dance Hall Monday nights 9 to 11 at 97.3 Richmond Indie Radio. Allons danser!
And let's dance, that's right. Get up and dance. You kind of have to when you listen to Talia's show, what can I tell you? It's just that way. All right. Monday, 9, Louisiana Dance Hall. I can't tell you to be there, but if you like to tap your foot, do a little boogie shuffle, something, you know where you can find it. Right here in WRIR. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Tall Feathers. This is Intertribal right here on 97.3 FM and www.wrir.org. That last piece you just heard was Christmas Time by Keith Sokola, who was ever so wonderful about a year ago, 2 years ago, sent me an MP3 to support the show. So he's just, you know, what can I say? So it's that time of year, and I figured I'd play it. Just before that was Vince Redhouse and Abraham McCoy with First Snow. And now we're going to move on to the 12 Days of Christmas. But this is American Indian style, folks. So it is by War Scout. And just before I go ahead and play it, I just wanted to read this. For the Plains Cree, winter brings the season of the round dance, a social dance of happiness and harmony. Its songs contain often amusing lyrics about love and courtship. Inspired by this tradition, War Scout has crafted these songs infused with the spirit of Christmas joyful, and touching. Red Christmas is a heartfelt Native American Yuletide celebration that will warm the soul on the frostiest winter night. So, well, it's morning, not quite so frosty, but did you enjoy the frost a couple of days ago? Oh, that was awesome. All right, let me stop talking right here, and let's get the music going. Enjoy.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a northern crazy knee. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three hand drums, two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven wives a cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leads, and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight grapes of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives a cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten toy Indians, nine ladies singing, eight braids of seagrass, seven wives a cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 blank cakes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives are cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drumsticks, 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives of cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. And a northern creasy knee.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
I just had you, folks. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. All right, have you recovered from your laughter yet? I hope so. I hope I added a smile to your face this morning, and you enjoyed that. Seven wives a-cookin', yeah, okay. Let's just move on, shall we? You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR.
Starchy Montoya was a normal-looking kid at 7. But during the school year, his mamas shaved his head, starched his Levi's, made them sound like a paper bag when he sat down. So all the kids, they called him Starchy. Every morning he would come over early to my grandparents' summer house. He sat in the kitchen with them. I looked out of my warm blankets and could see Starchy eating oatmeal and tortillas with steam coming out of his well-worn, mildewy clothes. Grandma was mad at all the rain and the mud because the house and the roof always leaked at the same place every time it rained hard. Starch said, "Grandma, Tito, the rain is good. The spirits of the mountain are happy we got Blue Lake back. That's why it's been cloudy and rainy all over." Well, that's what my Tama said. His daddy was on the war chief's staff, and the staff had killed some buffalo so that they could feed all the people at the celebration for winning back our holy lands. We could faintly hear the drumming and the singing from our grandma's house. We went into the pueblo. At the east side wall, we stood leaning on our bikes. Starchy had an orange modified chopper with a silver banana seat. Starchy said he was going to customize mine into a chopper too. We just had to get to the dump to look for an old bicycle to get the forks off of, he said. Hey, look at all the people in line to eat buffalo, said Starch. There were black people in raincoats, white people with brightly colored umbrellas, Indians and hippies from Hondo, Spanish folks holding up cardboard and plastic bags to keep the rain from soaking them. All these people in line from the racetrack to the middle bridge, talking, smiling, laughing, keeping time with the drum. Because the people of the small pueblo they had helped had won over the government. The elders praised a man by the name of Nixon, the President of the United States of America, who signed a piece of paper that said the land is Taos Indian land, and it shall always stay wild. You know, for 64 years, the people from the pueblo had fought hard to gain the land back, every year going back and forth to Washington, D.C. Starchy and I knew Blue Lake was holy land. We didn't know who Nixon was. We didn't know all the hard-to-understand situations, and we sure didn't know who all the people in line were. They walked under an arbor with an American flag that was soaking wet and hung heavily on a white cedar post flagpole. The people danced, the people sang, and many remembered the ones that passed on, the ones that fought hard to get our land back, the ones that were never able to see this day. We ate some buffalo. Starchy and I got on our bikes and headed for the dump to look for old bicycle forks. We dodged mud puddles to a cadence of faint drumming and singing. I thought about the Holy Land. I thought about the man called Nixon, and about the heavy wet American flag. Well, I guess America's good, I thought. It gave our land back to us. But I was just 7 years old, hardly traditional yet, and maybe I'll understand the man, Nixon, America, and the Holy Land when I get older. What was more important now was catching up to smelly Starchy Montoya and riding to the dump to look for old bicycle forks to make me a modified chopper with a white banana seat.
Bye. never kick you anymore, forgive you how to pay. Stay on an empty street, watching heartbreak going by. Laugh at fire and thunder, but it's fools that make you cry.
Listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3. Thank you. All right, it is 8:01 a.m. You're listening to Inner Tribal. And that piece you just heard was Sacredness by Spirit Nation. Just before that, Another Horse by Annie Humphrey, Pipe Carrier by the Stony Creek Singers, Blue Lake by Robert Mirable, and of course, I already announced the 12 Days of Christmas by War Scout.